This is the 2020 North Bay Biz Magazine Best of Awards Party on KSRO.
Now let's bring on some wines to pair with that filet mignon being served up tonight. To present our next award, we brought in somebody really special. He's the grandson of Don Knotts, named after his character, Barney Fife. Please welcome Barney Knotts.
Thank you, Mike. I'm sure excited to be on the radio like this. Our next category is Zinfandel. I love that word. Shelley Raffinelli is out on the wine industry yacht to accept this award. Let's see if our connection is still good. Shelley, your thoughts on winning the award for Best Zinfandel?
It actually feels good, especially in a year like this. And to be so local, it's really nice to feel that great support from all the people in the community and so forth.
What kind of sets your Zinfandel apart from others?
Well, I think we've been in the business for four generations now, and so we're really well established with our vineyards and our grapes here in Dry Creek Valley. And we have become known for a very consistent style of winemaking. So I think with that consistency and that traditional style of winemaking, more of an old school style as well, it makes for a very well-balanced Zinfandel, nice drinking, very food friendly. I think that's what kind of defines our style.
Is that the same for the staff as well, and why you get this award?
Yes, I think it kind of gives us that motivation. We love to be a part of, like, to be a team. It's a family operation, you know, all family owned, all family operated. But we also have a team here, and it makes us feel good when we can produce a product that brings a lot of enjoyment to people.
The gold medal winner for Zinfandel is Segacio Family Vineyards. Now for our final wine category of the evening, Cabernet Sauvignon. The best Cabernet Sauvignon of the 2020 award goes to Silver Oak Cellars, with wineries in both Napa and Sonoma County. Congratulations also to our Cabernet Sauvignon gold medal winner, Trione Vineyards.
Thanks, Barney. It's a thrill to meet you, buddy. Now let's get to our reporter, Michael O'Shea, for an update from the Exchange Bank Wine Bar.
Well, thank you, Mike Wilson. You're looking dapper tonight in your Redwood Credit Union blazer. I'm on a stand-up paddleboard provided by Sonoma Water Sports here on Lake Sonoma, about 15 feet from the Exchange Bank Wine Bar, which is 160 feet long and juts out into the lake. The wine bar, built from solid mahogany provided by Healdsburg Lumber, has been coated with polyurethane from Friedman's Home Improvements for waterproofing. Right now, the yacht SS Kendall Jackson, which, by the way, is insured for $16 million by George Peterson Insurance, is carrying the folks from the business services category and is pulling up to within about 6 feet of the wine bar so guests can order their selection from the reserves of our North Bay Biz Magazine's Best of Winners in various wine categories. One of the hospitality specialists from the business services yacht, in his wetsuit with that colorful La Crema logo clearly visible, is now dog paddling up to the wine bar, where he'll place the orders and transport back to the SSKJ so guests can enjoy the region's finest wines here at our NBB award presentations tonight, at a safe social distance, of course. You know, Mike, a great deal of planning's gone into just how to get the wine from the wine bar onto the yacht, and it looks like our hospitality specialist is pushing some kind of enclosed waterproof container in front of him. It's kind of like a floating wheelbarrow provided by Gelati Construction. He's reached the wine bar now and has placed his cell phone on the mahogany counter, separated by a plexiglass partition provided by Kaiser Permanente. The phone's on speaker now, and the guests are placing their orders. And Mike, now a sommelier from Boleto Vineyards, has emerged in wetsuit waders and hard clear plastic face covering with some kind of case in hand. He's opening a side door on the cargo selection of the Gelati Construction floating wheelbarrow and placing the case of wine inside. We can only speculate that these are the reserve selections. He nods to the bar server and maneuvers that floating wheelbarrow back in the direction of the yacht SS Kendall Jackson. Looks like the business services folks will have their wine soon. Well, that's about it from the Exchange Bank Floating Wine Bar here on Lake Sonoma, Mike. It's nice to see that you've now changed into your tuxedo from Breathless Champagne. And by the way, your Smothers European Volvo in the parking lot, it's looking great. So back to you, Mike Wilson.
Thank you, Michael. Our next category is business and pleasure. Those folks are enjoying their evening cruising here on Lake Sonoma in the yacht Dolce Vita. Hello, Dolce Vita. Are you ready for the award ceremony? The first award in this category is for Best Business Restaurant. And the winner is 630 Park Steakhouse. We'd also like to congratulate the gold medal winner for Best Business Restaurant, Vintners Resort. Next up, it's Best Catering Service. And the Best Catering Service of 2020 award goes to Park Avenue Catering. The gold medal winner for Best Catering Service is Bay Laurel Culinary. For Best Golf Course, the award goes to the Fountain Grove Club. Gold medal winner in our golf course category is Windsor Golf Club and Charlie's Restaurant. Now, for the final award in the business and pleasure category, it's Best Local Brewery. The winner of the North Bay Biz Reader's Poll for Best Local Brewery of 2020 is Bear Republic Brewing Company. Gold medal award for local brewery goes to Russian River Brewing Company. Well, that concludes the business and pleasure category for tonight. Coming up next, we'll have the awards in the business style category. But first, let's go back behind the scenes of the North Bay Biz Best of 2020 Gala. Wow, you know, one of the most exciting parts of this process for me as an announcer and a presenter is to get to meet all these A-list celebrities. We've got an entire yacht filled with A-list celebrities, some we aren't going to even get to. And so we have one of our drones flying overboard, and I hope we have that super high-tech mic set up that can shoot right down into the midst of this yacht with these celebrities and catch some sound bites. I hope we can. Let's see what we can get.
I can't believe the opulence of this place. It's amazing. I'm on a 60-foot yacht, and I'm eating shrimp. These are jumbo shrimp, not small shrimp. They're jumbo shrimp. They're the size of a baby's arm. It's insane. And it's crazy. I've been drinking Dom Perignon out of a slipper. Unfortunately, it's a man's slipper, but you don't want to talk too much about that. And there's all kinds of things happening. Jason Alexander is here. And are you enjoying yourself? Yourself, Jason. I'm telling you, I can't take the hors d'oeuvres. I never liked little food. I like big food. I tell you, you know what I want? A pizza. I would love a pizza right now. Pizza. They never give pizza. They never have pizza as an hors d'oeuvre. Never. Never have a pizza. Why can't they have pizza?
Oh, I'm telling you, they should have pizza. I love pizza as an hors d'oeuvre. In fact, there's some fantastic pizza places around Santa Rosa and Sonoma. It's fantastic. There's the best pizza in the world. Yeah. I like pepperoni. That's my favorite. Pepperoni, yeah. Let me tell you, this is possibly the nicest thing I've ever seen in my life. It's me, your president, Donald Trump, the most wonderful president that's ever been. And we're here on the yacht. It's a small yacht for me. It really is. I usually have yachts 10 times bigger than this, but that's what I do. The Trump yachts are the best. They really are the best. And we have a little bit better champagne than the Dom Perignon they're serving here. But that's okay. We're doing great. We're doing a tremendous job here. It's a fantastic thing, this entire award ceremony. Fantastic. Everyone's doing great. I'm surprised they haven't had me presenting something here. It really is. It'd be so much better. If they had me present, it would be... They probably don't have me present because they know I would do so much of a better job. It would make people like Jack Nicholson and people of that caliber that wouldn't be able to step up to it. It's okay. Don't worry about it. He's kind of a dummy. Have you known that? Jack Nicholson, a bit of a dummy. He's a little bit of a dummy. I don't care for him. Better than Joe Biden. But I don't want to talk about politics right now. It's fantastic what we're doing. It's fantastic. We're having a great time. The drones out there are provided by me. The Trump drones are the best drones in the world. The greatest drones getting sound bites that you've ever heard in the world. They're very quiet. You can't even hear them. There's not even a sound, not even a tick, not a little bit, not even a little bit. It's perfect sound that you're getting from these great drones, the Trump drones. Fantastic. Make America great again.
Hello, this is me. You know who I am. I don't even have to tell you who I am. I'll tell you right now. We are doing great. But I tell you what, this is an event for the 1%. We need an event for the other 99% so they get their fair share. Maybe they could do the worst of. This is the best of. We could do the worst. Who is the worst? We've seen the best. Now we need the worst.
Oh, how about me, George W. Bush? Hey, he could talk to me for a little bit, too. I was president for a hot minute. Yeah, I know. I tell you what, I'm enjoying this right now. A president under hot water other than me. It's fantastic. But I tell you, it's nice sitting on a fancy boat drinking some champagne out of a slipper. That's what my wife likes to call it, drinking out of a slipper. One time, I have a quick story. One time I was up in Canada and went to the Victoria's Secret there because she was going to get her one of these brassieres. And the sales girl was rude to her. Usually Canadian people are nice, but the sales girl was a little bit rude. She said, "What's your bra size, eh?" And that's just rude. I can't take it no more. I'm gonna get back over there, and they have a waffle line where you make your own waffle. I burned myself earlier on it, but I'm going to try it again. I'm not going to put my hand right on the waffle machine. That's a mistake. Don't try and pick up a waffle machine. I found that out. So I'm going to go make me a waffle. This is a great party. I'm having a great time on this yacht.
Now, let's move on to our next category of awards, business style. And now it brings me great pleasure to introduce possibly the greatest comedian that's ever lived, Jerry Seinfeld. Our first award in the business style category is Best Fine Jewelry. And the winner is E.R. Sawyer. KSRO's Pat Carrigan has just joined Doug Van Dyke.
First of all, let me ask you, Doug, how does it feel to be named the best biz in the North Bay for Best Fine Jewelry?
It's always a humble honor.
Well, now you can expand on that just a tiny bit if you could, Doug.
It is something that our team strives for every day, in every decision, in every contact that they have with anybody. They're really working towards that end goal, which is being recognized as the best of the best in town. When you look at the other businesses that are nominated, that's formidable goals to reach on a year in and year out basis. And I think we're on our 15th, 16th, or 17th consecutive year. So it clearly as a business owner, it's something that is helpful when your team is all focused on that same goal of excellence.
So let me ask you this, Doug, because you are in the business of creating memories. It's what you do. And don't you think that kind of exchange is more important than ever?
I think in this coming year, as in this coming holiday season, for sure, that it is going to be even more important. 2020 has been certainly full of challenge for everybody. And this will be a year where whether we're creating a new memory or restoring an old memory or bringing an old memory back to life, I really do think that over the course of the next year, that is going to continue to be one of the cornerstones of people's relationships. And in, you know, with our ability, as you well know, to restore things that have been damaged or lost or broken, I think that's what sets us apart from everybody else.
Well, it's one of the things for sure, and longevity probably has something to do with it too.
A mere 141 years this year.
Is that all?
That's all. The standing joke, we're a new startup. We've only been here for 141 years, but we keep figuring out how to do it anyway.
And what is the, we know how difficult it's been for every single kind of business there is. Well, maybe not Amazon, but other than that, it's been tough. What do you think has worked for you and for E.R. Sawyer Jewelers at large in terms of being able to withstand all of this?
We're a pretty nimble organization. We are well-versed in when life throws us challenges to try to figure out what to do with those challenges and turn them into opportunities. So, you know, for us, when this whole thing started, our team immediately went to work figuring out different ways to communicate with their customers remotely, figuring out what was going to be the best way to help people through the times, because people were all of a sudden, they were at home and you had time to clean out that closet you hadn't cleaned out. So we came up with some protocols to allow us to keep meeting people's needs as we worked our way towards, you know, greater and greater openings. And then the other thing, this isn't anything that we did, but the whole dine-in, dine-out program downtown, I think, has proven to be very successful in bringing people into the downtown, which benefits everybody, including ourselves. So it's just being willing to accept the fact that you're going to have to change and make the changes you need to make. I mean, you guys have had to do the same thing.
Yes, we all pivot. We learned the word pivot in 2020. Yeah. That is for sure. Well, Doug, yours is the kind of success story I love talking about year after year. And just thank you for being such an important contributor to our community, too. It's certainly not lost on me.
It is my wife's and my goal and our team's goal to do as much as we can for the community. And as Amy works, you know, 2.5 feet from me, that is 90% of her life is figuring out how we can keep doing things to give back to the community as best we can, whether it's figuring out new ways to do the events or whatever the case may be. So we appreciate all your guys' efforts, and it is a community effort, and our sales team, my wife, my family, we all thank you for all your hard work as well.
The gold medal winner in fine jewelry is Mark Allen Jewelers.
This is North Bay Biz Magazine's Best of Awards celebration on KSRO. Special thanks to Hall's Executive Awards, CPA Valet, and Trope Group Incorporated.